Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact, in the midst of the holiday season. With the holiday season going on, there's a brand new poll that says that more Americans than last year and than the year before believe there is an ongoing war against Christmas. How is it manifested? How should it be resisted? Because the American people don't like it. And they don't like the idea of a war against Christmas. Or is this just a conservative media talking point rather than much of a reality? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking about some of the very dire situations that the United States faces around the world, with China and possible actions against Taiwan, with Russia massing now 175,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, and intelligence reports that have been publicized saying that Russia will actually invade Ukraine at some point by the beginning of the coming year. So literally a matter of weeks. What does the United States do about that? Well, I'm sure we all feel better that there's a phone call scheduled tomorrow between the President of the United States and the President for Life, the dictator of Russia, Vladimir Putin. That will occur tomorrow. What should the President say? We'll speak about that with Ilan Berman, who has written a new book about the dire situation in Russia right now. And we'll also speak about it with George Will, who has also some words to say about what we can learn in this difficult situation for Americans from Bob Dole, who we miss already, 98 years old. He passed over the weekend. We will play you some highlights of what's important to remember about Senator Dole, who ran for president three times. Never came really close, but actually George Will says closer than many people think. We'll be speaking to George later in the show. And we'll also be speaking about the ongoing battle, which frankly could go either way. It is not a sure thing that the good guys win on this one. I'm talking about the battle over CRT, over a critical race theory. Paul Kangor, leading educator, leading historian, will be talking to us about his most recent research in CRT and what, as a historian, is so wrong with it. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Meanwhile, there's also not just Russia that we're dealing with. There's also China and Iran. Rogues are on the march is the lead editorial today, this morning, in the Wall Street Journal. The journal writes, if you think President Biden has trouble at home, take a look at what's happening around the world. Iran, Russia, and China are all seeking to establish new regional hegemony, and they're often working together to do it. Their leaders don't appear to believe Mr. Biden can or will do anything to stop them. What's fascinating about this is the idea that these three really horrible countries, I'm sorry, they are. And again, this is not to say anything against the Chinese people, who are a great people, who obviously have made great strides in recent years in terms of feeding their own population, but they are still a brutally oppressive regime. And in fact, so oppressive that we took some action against the Chinese today. I think it will be inconclusive. It's not the kind of thing that's going to upset Xi Jinping or any of the Chinese autocrats. The difficulty here is Richard Nixon, the only president ever to be forced from office, he resigned in disgrace. Say what you will about that, he helped to set up America's victory in the Cold War by separating China and Russia, to prevent them from working together, by opening up the United States to China. And now, do we have, under Biden, a growing tendency of China and Russia to come back together with no effective opposition to that from the United States? Because despite the fact that neither of those countries can be described, no, China cannot be described as a superpower. China is not either economically or militarily on a par with the United States. However, if you align China with Russia, which is a wreck as a country, it's in a very, very bad situation, but they still have 5,000 nuclear weapons, and it is still a major world power. That's why it would have been useful if President Biden had had some support on the announcement that was made this afternoon in Washington. Here is Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, talking about a new diplomatic approach by the Biden administration. Clip 13.
The Biden administration will not send any diplomatic or official representation to the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics and Paralympic Games, given the PRC's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang and other human rights abuses. The athletes on Team USA have our full support. We will be behind them 100% as we cheer them on from home, but we will not be contributing to the fanfare of the Games. U.S. diplomatic or official representation would treat these games as business as usual in the face of the PRC's egregious human rights abuses and atrocities in Xinjiang, and we simply can't do that. As the president has told President Xi, standing up for human rights is in the DNA of Americans. We have a fundamental commitment to promoting human rights, and we feel strongly in our position, and we will continue to take actions to advance human rights in China and beyond.
Okay, so China is going to have to be able to hold its Olympic Games, Winter Olympic Games coming up, without the presence of U.S. diplomats or official representatives. It doesn't mean, look, as you know, I've always been a big skeptic about the Olympics, partially because it gives power and authority and attention and credibility to these terribly authoritarian and repressive and evil regimes. And you'd think that particularly with all the controversy and the mystery still surrounding Peng Shui, the Chinese tennis star, and the concern of U.S. tennis participants. I don't know. There was some talk that they would have actual players in the tennis world boycotting the Winter Olympics. I guess they would only be there ceremonially because it's not part of the Winter Games. But it's one of those things where doing it now and doing it as a lone wolf, expecting that there are other countries that will follow the U.S. example. Look, there is going to need to be more to get the Chinese and the Russians to understand that we are serious in terms of fending off some of the aspirations of evil regimes. It's particularly true in terms of Russia. What do we do? What does the United States do if Russia does attack Ukraine? All of Ukraine. There's talk of them even going toward Kiev, and right now President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine, they just had Soldiers' Day there, is talking about people dying for their country. If that goes on at the heart of Eastern Europe, what does that mean? And where do we go from there? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a wonderful Christmas season. This is actually the last day of Hanukkah, believe it or not. Doesn't it seem like 8 days ends up being a long time? No, Hanukkah ends at nightfall tonight, actually full dark. But we actually took our grandchildren to a little Hanukkah party with other little people that was actually great fun yesterday. And there was even a little bit of sunshine in Seattle. And I don't mean just because the Seahawks won, though that's actually a refreshing experience. In terms of winning, Jen Psaki talking about... Gee, China's going to have to do without the presence of American dignitaries representing the country diplomatically at the Winter Olympic Games. This is not a firm or overwhelming response, especially considering the gravity of the situation. I was struck, and rock star Greg Tomlin called this to my attention. Over the weekend, Jake Tapper on CNN, again, somebody who was identified with the mainstream media, not Fox News or One America Network or any of the other more right-leaning media. This is not the Epic Times we're talking about here. This is CNN. And here is what he said about the Chinese regime. It's worth hearing. Clip 14.
That Simpsons episode in Hong Kong disappeared like Peng Shui. Disappeared like citizen journalist Zhang Zhan, whom the Chinese government has locked up for telling the truth about COVID-19. Disappeared like the consciences of the millionaires and billionaires in Hollywood and the NBA and the IOC and Wall Street. We're all so eager for Chinese cash. They are pretending none of this is happening. There is no amount of money that can buy enough soap to wash that blood off their hands.
A strong statement. Now, what's interesting is the Chinese had expected that there would be a more robust response against their Olympics. And they warned that there would be a very stern response from China if the United States did any kind of boycott, meaning withholding the ability of athletes to come to China and to compete in those thrilling Winter Olympic events. But they won't have to worry about that because I don't think they will be brutally wounded by the absence of U.S. diplomats in the stands. There's going on shaping up the off-year elections that are now less than a year away. There were a number of actually very positive events that you may not have heard about that tip the scales even more in a Republican direction. It's one of those things that the late Bob Dole actually might have applauded because he was, among many other things, a very loyal partisan Republican. And in North Carolina, they had a 3-judge panel that refused to block the new congressional and legislative maps that were approved by state lawmakers last month. That's a big win for Republicans and a setback for Democratic groups like the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. So says the Raleigh News and Observer in North Carolina. And then in Virginia, everybody knows now that the Republicans did very well in Virginia. It was on the state legislative races as well. They just cemented their hold on the state House of Delegates, which is their larger house of their they have the Senate and the House of Delegates there. long time ago. In the time of the revolution, it used to be called the House of Burgesses. No longer. Okay, another three-judge panel was taking a look at a recount in a very close Virginia State House race, and the three-judge panel upheld the Republican candidate's victory. That's a decision that also reaffirms the GOP's takeover of the entire chamber and completes the party's sweep of last month's elections. And they say in the National Journal, and I think this is definitely worth noting, in the National Journal, an analysis of county-level results in the New Jersey and Virginia gubernatorial races shows dire signs for House Democrats ahead of the midterms. Republicans need to flip just five districts to take over the House, and they could hit that mark in New Jersey and Virginia alone. In Virginia, counties swung an average of 10 percentage points towards Republicans from gubernatorial elections, and they analyze this county by county, which is like district by district. The swing was not 10 points, it was 12 points. The results, says the National Journal, laid bare Democrats' struggles to convince voters to return them to power, according to campaign strategists, so says the National Journal. Look, it's not all roses here. Though there was a North Carolina potential Senate primary fight that has been cleared up, where President Trump has actually intervened in very constructive way, actually, to settle a dispute between two feuding Congress members in North Carolina who were going to be running against the other for the Senate. One of them has agreed to go back to the House and to run for re-election to the House and to stand aside in favor of Ted Budd, who would be leaving the 13th district, which should be safe. So that's a positive thing. Not so positive, in my opinion, David Perdue, who I like. I think he's a good guy. He was a good senator. I wish he would have changed U.S. history and won and beaten the very liberal Democrat, John Ossoff, who actually won that Senate seat in Georgia. Well, now he has just announced that he is running for governor. This had been talked about, but there's an incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. It says in the hotline, with a pledge to unite fractured Republicans, former Senator David Perdue launched a primary challenge against Governor Brian Kemp, who really should be reelected. But what that is going to look like? Well, Trump is going to be almost surely on the side of Perdue. But who's going to be on the side of the U.S. and Ukraine versus Russia? We'll talk about that with Ilan Berman coming up.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced on Monday that the Department of Justice has sued Texas to block their updated congressional state and House maps. alleging that districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in a violation of the Voting Rights Act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the United States will boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing in February by not sending any representatives of the U.S. government. Psaki says American athletes still have the support of the government behind them.
The athletes on Team USA have our full support. We will be behind them 100% as we cheer them on from home. We will not be contributing to the fanfare of the Games.
China has warned there would be consequences for anyone who decides to boycott the Olympics. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, there are very few things on which President Trump and President Biden will find agreement, but they do agree in honoring Bob Dole. Bob Dole, who died at 98, President Biden issued a statement saying Bob was an American statesman, like few in our history, a war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. And to me, he was also a friend whom I could look to for trusted guidance or a humorous line at just the right moment to settle frayed nerves. I will miss my friend. And President Trump issued a statement, and it's fascinating the way President Trump does issue statements. He has the presidential seal that he's still using, and it says the office of Donald J. Trump, and it shows the presidential seal with the eagle on it, and then a statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. And President Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, says, Bob Dole was an American war hero and true patriot for our nation. He served the great state of Kansas with honor, and the Republican Party was made stronger by his service. That's certainly true. Our nation mourns his passing, and our prayers are with Elizabeth and his wonderful family. He's survived by his wife, Elizabeth Hanford Dole, who, of course, was a cabinet member and a member of the United States Senate from North Carolina. She is from North Carolina. I had the opportunity to meet Bob Dole a couple of times, and at one point was seated right next to him for a dinner. And one of the things, of course, that is noteworthy is he didn't like to do formal dinners generally because his war wound, where he lost the use of his right arm, made it difficult for him to cut meat. So he would always have a special plate. I mean, I would, I'm a pain in getting special plates because of keeping kosher, and also I don't eat meat. And but neither did Bob Dole, at least on this occasion, because it's impossible when you can't really use your right hand, as he couldn't. He would keep a pen in his right hand so people wouldn't reach out to shake it. And of all of the political figures I've met, he is one of those who has a vastly different aspect when you're sitting down and you're talking to him, and he's just somebody that you're interacting with. He was a vastly warmer person than you would expect. People know that he was very funny, and he was, and very sharp. I'm very smart, very well read, and vastly more impressive than a guy who looked like kind of a conventional compromising politician. Newt Gingrich had called him the tax collector for the welfare state because Bob Dole knew about compromise, and he spoke about it. He spoke about it at the Republican convention in San Diego, California. I was there. In 1996. And here is part of what he said in his acceptance speech. Listen, this is clip 7A.
I am here to say to America, do not abandon the great traditions that stretch to the dawn of our history. Do not topple the pillars of those beliefs, God, family, honor, duty, country, that have brought us through time and time and time and time again. To those who believe that I am too combative, I say if I am combative, it is for love of country. It is to uphold the standard that I was born and bred to defend. And to those who believe that I live and breathe compromise, I say that in politics, honorable compromise is no sin. It is what protects us from absolutism and intolerance.
Okay, what's striking here is the lusty cheers, and you could hear them there, from Republicans for the idea of compromise. And by the way, the one compromise that is the most honorable and most wonderful thing that Bob Dole achieved when he was chairman of the Finance Committee of the U.S. Senate, he was absolutely crucial in working with President Reagan to save Social Security, which was really headed toward very rapid bankruptcy. And it took a compromise. It took a little bit of an increase in the Social Security tax. But it saved a system which literally millions of Americans, older Americans like Bob Dole was 98, ended up depending on. And then he said this about compromise in that acceptance speech. Listen, 7B.
But one must never compromise in regard to God and family and honor and duty and country. And I am here to set a marker so that all may know that it is possible to rise in politics with these things firmly in mind. Not compromised and never abandoned. Never abandoned.
Okay, this is I think, bracing and refreshing for people. And the idea, and it's a stunning thing, he won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian honor that can go along with so many military honors. You know who gave him the Medal of Freedom? The guy who beat him in 1996, Bill Clinton. And by the way, what a contrast in terms of somebody with a very long career, really free of any scandal or any taint at all, and that somebody also had a very long and dubious and questionable career. And Dole, when he was campaigning against Bill Clinton, he said, "Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage?" And that was even before people knew anything about Monica. That was all about just the various misdeeds and cut corners of the Clinton administration going back to his governorship in Arkansas, long-time governorship in Arkansas. Nevertheless, Clinton spoke incredibly generously, presenting this guy, his defeated opponent, with the Medal of Freedom. And it was literally just days into his second term, right after the second term he had won against Bob Dole. There's something about that that is very reassuring. Also, Dole's ability to joke about himself and his career. And you may remember much later in his career, much, much later after his presidential, his last presidential run, last of three, he actually did Viagra ads. He had suffered from prostate cancer, and again, he was able to bring it off because of who he was, somebody who was a candidate. He was the last person to be nominated for the presidency who had actually served in World War II. And what's amazing is we've had so many presidents, Nixon, of course, and John Kennedy, of course, Lyndon Johnson, George Herbert Walker Bush. They were all people who had served in the Great War. More on what we learn and what we can take away, particularly from the example of this American statesman. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm watching it fall. Watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town.
A few more words about Senator Dole, who wrote this. He did an op-ed for the Washington Post a year before his death this weekend, and he's survived by his daughter Robin and by his long-term wife, Elizabeth Hanford Dole. But he wrote this piece for the Washington Post suggesting that America needs unity to rediscover its greatness. And maybe the signal that you had both President Trump and President Biden, who don't seem to agree on much at all, agreeing on a tribute to Bob Dole and what he represented and who he was and what he accomplished. He served longer as a leader in the Senate, as a Republican leader in the Senate, than anyone else except for his friend Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has broken his record. And Dole also did something extraordinary, which is he resigned from the Senate after he won the Republican nomination in 1996 for president because he didn't think it was right to try to separate his attention from the Senate, which is very much a full-time job if you're doing it right, separate his attention from the Senate and being a candidate, a full nominee for president. In any event, he wrote this again just less than 12 months before his passing. He said, "When we prioritize principles over party and humanity over personal legacy, we accomplish far more as a nation. By leading with a shared faith in each other, we become America at its best, a beacon of hope, a source of comfort in crisis, a shield against those who threaten freedom. Our nation's recent political challenges remind us that our standing as the leader of the free world is not simply destiny. It is a deliberate choice that every generation must make and work toward. We cannot do it divided." And then he concluded, "I do have hope that our country will rediscover its greatness. Perhaps it is the optimism that comes from spending 98 years as a proud American. I grew up in what others have called the greatest generation. Together, we put an end to Nazi tyranny. Our nation confronted Jim Crow, split the atom, eliminated the anguish of polio, planted our flag on the moon, and tore down the Berlin Wall. He went on. Rising above partisanship, we made historic gains in feeding the hungry and housing the homeless. To make a more perfect union, we swung open the doors of economic opportunity for women who were ready to rise to their fullest potential and leave shattered glass ceilings behind them. Our nation has certainly faced periods of division, but at the end of the day, we've always found ways to come together. And that basically was unfortunately the broken promise that Biden won the election on. And it seems to me desperately important that Republicans who seem well on their way toward a smashing victory in 2022 in Senate races, gubernatorial races, where they have a lot of catching up to do, having lost a bunch of governorships recently, and certainly the House of Representatives is emphasizing the importance of unity. I'd mentioned before this amazing scene, and it's from January 17th, 1997. It's 3 days before Lincoln, before Clinton's second inauguration. And he did something very Lincolnian, actually. He did something very un-Clinton, but it was a beautiful thing. He called his defeated opponent, Bob Dole, who did concede the election. He lost by 8 points in the popular vote. He called in Bob Dole to the White House and presented him with the Medal of Freedom. And here's the NBC report of the occasion. And listen to the response to what's going on. Clip 11.
At an emotional White House ceremony, Bob Dole was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his long years of public service and his heroism in World War II.
Son of the soil, citizen, soldier, and legislator, Bob Dole understands the American people, their struggles, their triumphs, and their dreams.
Then, in vintage Dole style, the man who could have been president brought down the House.
I, Robert J. Dole. Do solemnly swear. Nope. Sorry, wrong speech.
The voters cannot take away his sense of humor.
And no, they couldn't. And that moment in so many ways exemplifies the kind of unity for which I think Americans rightly crave. That is not represented particularly well by some of the leading members of the House, particularly on the Democratic side. Rashida Tlaib just gave an amazing speech, really amazing speech, which basically talks about why she should be considered some sort of victim. It has to do with her student loans. Listen, this is clip 5.
I worked full time, Monday through Friday, and took weekend classes to get my law degree, and still close to $200,000 in debt. And I still owe over $70,000. And most of it was interest. Most of it was our own government making money and profit off of me. And guess what? I didn't go to the for-profit entities. I went to legal aid. I worked at the nonprofit organization fighting for, you know, the right to breathe clean air, to fight for the worker that was getting their wage, taken and stolen from their employer. I went and worked on immigrant rights and so much more. And all of that to say, we have to stop treating as if folks that are paying for education, as if they bought some bougie car or some big, you know, something beyond. No, they were seeking an education.
Okay, first of all, I defy her, and I'm sure somebody should follow this up. She didn't pay over $70,000 in debt, in interest. I mean, that's ridiculous. And the idea that the government is making money off of her, the government underwrites these loans. They take the cost of these loans because the government borrows its own money. So they're not making money by taking money that they borrow from some Chinese investor or somewhere else or from the people of America and then charging people who actually get benefit from those loans. The other thing about the student loans that people don't talk about is particularly those loans that are deadbeated, that people don't pay on, that they basically run away from. They are taken largely from people who take student loans, get student loans, they're underwritten by the government, and they never graduate. And by the way, people who don't graduate are three times more likely, three times, to default than the people who have graduated. By the way, she went to Wayne State University and in Detroit, and the Thomas M. Cooley Law School with a JD. It's a private law school in Michigan. But the idea that her legal education, which allows her now to make $175,000 a year as a member of the House, it's a pretty good salary, and that she is complaining about the government making money off her, I have no idea what her tax situation is or her personal financial situation, but this idea that poor baby, I worked full time Monday through Friday and took weekend classes to get her law degree, how wonderful that she was able to do that. And the fact that the government helped her doesn't mean the government was exploiting her. And it doesn't mean that the people who don't get student loans, who don't go to college, should underwrite and pay for the people who do, who get the actual benefit of their choice. When we come back, we will be talking about the latest regarding Russia and America's place in the world, remaining this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.